For more than a half century, a Santa Barbara County-based nonprofit has delivered medicine and medical supplies around the world to countries ravaged by earthquakes, famine, and disease. Closer to home, direct relief has helped with disasters. It's beefed up medical care in underserved parts of the U.S. and supplied masks to hundreds of thousands of people on the central and south coast during brush fires. But the requests for aid from the coronavirus pandemic have been unprecedented. Direct Relief's president and CEO says he first realized the scope of the growing crisis in January when Chinese officials asked for help.
The top doctor at Wuhan Union Hospital, 1,000 beds, it's like UCLA, he was talking on these Zoom calls to me in a full hooded suit, the highest level protection, and kind of clearly very anxious. He said, well, we're not set up for this. I mean, these were cancer care and deliveries, and they have all sorts of the subspecialties. And they were rapidly trying to convert the hospitals to infectious disease hospital. And I said, what's going to happen to all the people giving birth? And he said, our government's going to build 2 1,000-bed hospitals in the next 3 weeks here in Wuhan.
Thomas Teig says they shipped hundreds of thousands of protective items to China, but at the same time realized the virus was heading our way.
So we had a pretty good stockpile. So when China wanted, we thought, well, that's, geez, okay, well, we get it. You got to jump on this infectious outbreak, of course. And after a few weeks and a few big charters, we need to reserve some of these for other places. We have a lot of obligations, and you really do have the capacity to deal with it much more so than anywhere in the world because it's all made there. So that's when we started seeing if we could rebuild stocks and then kind of make some guesses about what would likely happen and what would go short.
As the virus continued to spread, Direct Relief started getting requests for help from Europe.
We've sent about 1 million to Italy, Spain, probably 700,000 to China initially with a lot of other PPE. But we were reserving all as much as we could here, over 1 million in the United States, N95s, and probably 3 million surgical masks and other, like the procedure masks. And we have a few million of those now.
Since February, the Santa Barbara County-based nonprofit has delivered nearly 7,000 shipments to more than 1,700 healthcare facilities. The deliveries include all 50 states and more than 60 countries.
We are used to it. It's kind of always chaos, but they're usually geographically isolated. Like Hurricane Maria, it could wreak havoc in the Caribbean and just be devastating. It's awful. But you can mobilize supplies from other places and then bring them to bear in that place. So this is really the first one that it's simultaneously everywhere in the world, it's like a spike in demand for the same thing. You know, PPE, while the global supply is contracting along with the supply line. So that's what's really caused these severe shortages.
Direct Relief shipment numbers are staggering. They include 3.3 million masks, 2.8 million pairs of gloves, 100,000 gowns and overalls, and more than 40 million doses of medication. Teig says the Direct Relief teams have been working nonstop for weeks with no relief in sight.
We're going to send out 1,000 deliveries next week to all the health centers around the country again, which will disperse another 1 million masks, another 1 million of those kind of face shields that, like the physical barrier, like the clear plastic guard. So we've got those going out, probably 6 or 8 million gloves.
Direct Relief has always been one of the highest rated nonprofits in the country for efficiency. It doesn't spend big bucks on fundraising. The agency gets much of its supplies and even some of its shipping donated, but celebrities have been stepping up on their own to help raise money. Jimmy Fallon and Adam Sandler were among those speaking up during a Tonight Show broadcast.
Everyone selected a charity that, because everyone needs our help right now. And so you're working with directrelief.org. And I think it's awesome because this is helping out all the healthcare workers.
Yes.
And the nurses and the doctors.
Direct Relief President and CEO Thomas Teig says they're thrilled to get the unsolicited support.
That is very unusual for Direct Relief, which does not do advertising and doesn't really do solicitations for financial support. So to have all these folks rally has been extraordinary, but so great, you know, because we didn't ask for them. It's all been self-generated.
And in addition to the supplies, Direct Relief has created a $27 million grant program to help primary care facilities across the country, which focus on underserved low-income communities. And Direct Relief's data gathering services, which it normally uses to assess medical needs around the world, is being used to help cities and states monitor the scope of the crisis here at home. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.